Nikki still loves the house she bought in Hamilton and rents rooms out to a few tenants, including her boyfriend. Delightfully, we see a lot of her. She often comes round for some country quiet to escape the noise and bustle of the shared house, to spoil the cat, it's her cat though we look after it, and for nice meals with vegetables. In her place, they take turns to cook, and the guys regard green vegetables as effeminate and entirely unnecessary. She and John house sit for us when we disappear on sailing weekends. She's taken a fancy to vodka martinis, which gives Ian an excellent excuse to shake, not stir, a couple. Nikki and Ian take hour-long exercise swims semi-regularly. Pam sometimes comes along too. It's a good deal. Ian needs the motivation and Nikki needs a ride to the pool. In May, father and daughter spent some time together at Lake Waikaremoana in Uruwera National Park. You drive to Rotorua, which is not far, and continue about the same distance again. But it takes hours, for the tar seal becomes gravel and peters out into rough track through territory that feels almost uncharted. Even the shacks and wrecked cars disappear. The road winds and winds, getting worse and worse, through impenetrable forest with nary a vehicle, dwelling, person, animal, or even bird in sight, until finally you stumble upon a charming oasis, the lake, which is vast, and motor camp, which feels like the very height of civilization, so deprived are you of any signs of society. The guidebook advises circumperambulating the lake, a journey of several days through wilderness. But it was late in the season and cold, so we rented a tiny cabin and took energetic day walks instead. They hiked up to a lake with an island that contains another lake. The forest is thick and dense with tangled exotic vegetation. Some trees sustain an entire ecosystem with creepers and huge plant growths dangling from branches. They're heavy, they call them widow makers, and other plants growing on the boughs. Even other varieties of tree that have rooted far above the ground in the crook where a branch meets the trunk. They walked along the lake and then hiked back a circuitous route that took them past five further lakes and a swamp. In the evenings, they huddled around the little electric fire, opened a bottle of wine and read companionably. Aren't kids great? When we took the plunge and started a family all those years ago, we never thought that one of the very nicest parts is having your grown-up kids as best friends later in life. Nikki's highlight of the year was taking John to her best friend's wedding in Vancouver. John has spent all his life in New Zealand, and Nikki loved showing him the world. We'll never forget his tongue-in-cheek remark on their return that Vancouver, one of the world's most exotic and vibrant cities, boasting beaches, skyscrapers, snowy mountains, astonishing city parks, and a diverse multicultural population, is just like Hamilton, only less convenient. Nikki will never forget that of all the wonderful and exciting things they did together, for John the highlight was squirrels. It had never occurred to us there are none in New Zealand, and it turns out that seeing a commonplace city squirrel for the first time is an amazing experience. John chased them and took innumerable photos, which Nikki says his friends squeal with excitement over when they come round. It's not just John, it's Kiwis, squirrel virgins all. John's other big memories included buffalo wings and humongous variety of salad dressings. Nikki, the bridesmaid, remembers her friend's ear-to-ear grin at the dream wedding and the stagette party in a cabin at Coultis Lake in the mountains, swimming in the lake in the dark, drinking sangria and smoking pot. Not Nikki, of course. Nikki and John had a few great days in Hawaii en route. They stayed in Honolulu and were driven all round the island of Oahu by an acquaintance who had shown Ian around just a couple of months before.